Okay, moving to 1042, revise small employer health requirements by clarifying the definition of small employer, exceptions to issuing a policy, rating provisions, and minimum participation requirements, and by deleting obsolete references relating to the basic and standard plans. Randy, you're on again.
Yes, sir. Quite a mouthful on this title. It really is basically a cleanup on HIPAA-related stuff on our health insurance statutes, and we had to mention all that because that's technically all the bases that it covers. First of all, with respect to the rating things, there was some inconsistency, or at least some different interpretations as to the language as to whether the 3-to-1 limitation on age applied just to within one employer across the board for all the business of an insurance company, and that's what the original intent was, so that when you equal everything out, all the other factors are equaled out, the maximum differential is solely based on age should be 3-to-1, and that was the original intent, and the new language clarifies that. It also takes care of the definition of a small employer to be consistent with the HIPAA language that's come out, which is the federal law, and it also repeals some obsolete references. Previously in the small employer market, we had guarantee issue of standard and basic plans. Then when the federal law came in, it said all plans have to be guarantee issued, so we don't need the standard and basic, and this gets rid of the references to the plan and the committee that were put together for small employers that are obsolete and no longer needed. And that basically gives a quick rundown on what the provisions of the bill do.
Questions?
Mr. Chairman, Randy, page 5, 16 there, talks about the ERISA. Do self-insured somehow get involved with this thing?
No. The reason we put that definition in there, cross-reference the ERISA definition, because that's how the federal law does it. It says we use that definition of employee for purposes of determining whether or not they're 2 to 50 employees for purposes of jurisdiction, but still fully insured plans we're dealing with, not self-insured plans.
Further questions of Randy? Thank you, Randy. Further proponents of House Bill 1042. Further proponents, if they're not, are there opponents of 1042? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action. House Bill 1042. Senator Bogue.
I would move to pass.
Senator Bogue moves to pass. There a second? Right. Senator McCracken seconded. Comments on motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1042, go on the floor, do pass, vote aye. Those opposed, will vote no. The Secretary call the roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Lefty? Whiting?
Aye. Senate Bill 1042 will go to the floor with a do pass. Senator Whiting, move to consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator McCracken. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Move to consent. We have